This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, March 4th. God's word to you today is by covenant. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 15, verses 4 and 11, and it says, "There should be no poor among you, for the Lord your God will greatly bless you in the land he is giving you as a special possession. There will always be some in the land who are poor. That is why I am commanding you to share freely with the poor." There is a huge difference between the kingdom and the democracy. The kingdom is ruled by a king. The democracy is governed by an elected president or prime minister. The difference, as far as the preferred is concerned, is in the kingdom. The welfare of the people is a direct reflection of the king. When God says none should be poor, yes, he loves you. It is because of himself. In other words, God is saying when his children are greatly blessed, it shows that he is a good king, a generous king. If the wife of a wealthy man is dressing shabbily, whose shame is it? Even if you are wearing a singlet, your wife must reflect your generosity, your wealth, because she reflects you. The woman is the glory of the man. Revelations 4 verse 10 says, "The 24 elders fall down and worship the one sitting on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever, and they lay their crowns before the throne." In other words, the 24 elders lay down the glory of their lives in worship. Two things we are to learn from this. If you are married, every time you show up before God, you put down your crown, your glory. What represents your glory is how you treat your wife before God. Therefore, Peter says, to treat them with understanding so your prayers are not hindered. This can be found in 1 Peter 3 verse 7. So that when you show up before God, he will be pleased with you. The second implication is, sometimes when you come to worship, you need to come alone, set aside your wife. Some men cannot do without their wives for any length of time, a week or a month. Set the crown aside and fast. Worship. Imagine we have Brother A and Brother B. God's heart is Brother A and Brother B will be taken care of financially because they are both part of God's kingdom. However, if Brother A obeys God's principles and Brother B does not, Brother A will be greatly blessed. However, God is saying, Brother A, who is greatly blessed, has a duty to Brother B. It is Brother A's responsibility to ensure that Brother B does not suffer, but is taken care of. God is saying, you who are blessed have a responsibility to extend the content of the commonwealth to the people so that in his kingdom there will be no lack. It is so important that you think of commonwealth by community as a safety net and not as a supply source. Let us pray. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that I will be careful to obey all that the Lord commands, and I will operate in God's commonwealth by covenant. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.